Joining us now is the author of the book, I Have a Purpose. Carmen Ashe joins us to tell us about this book. It's a powerful, true story. It is her story about her childhood of abuse from men in her life, and demonstrates how she fought her way out of hardship to find meaning and empowerment. And she likes to share that with you and maybe show that you do have a purpose. Carmen, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Yes. Hi. Good morning, Bruce. Good morning, Craig. Thank you for having me on your show this morning.
So at what point did you decide, you know, my life, I need to put this in a book? Sometimes people have notes, diaries, they have things sort of on self-reflection. What made you decide to share this with the world?
Well, I started writing the book almost 8 years ago, and I put it down because I was not ready to share my story. And 5 years ago, I lost my husband, and I found myself needing to release all these emotions that I had within. And I put pen and paper together, and I just started writing. And it was extremely therapeutic for me. And I was ready to share at that point my story with the rest of the world, because it resonates with each and every one of us. We all have a purpose.
Well, let's
we must never forget.
Share a little bit of the story, then. Let's take us back to your childhood. You had been sexually abused. There's some other types of abuse going on. Share that a little bit with us, and how that progressed to a point where you really started taking control of your life.
Well, I was molested by my oldest brother at the age of 7. And I grew up in an extremely domineering household. My father was the ruler, the lawmaker, everything, you know, whatever he said goes. There was no questioning that. And as a teenager, I was abused sexually, physically, emotionally by a boyfriend at the age of 16. And I knew that I had to get control, that there's no way all these men that are in my life did this to me. And I was lucky enough, and I found my husband, and he saved me, and he showed me that there are good men in this world, that not all men are bad. And he gave me hope again. So although I experienced really horrific acts, I was also blessed to be able to know what true love was and experience that rare, real love that we all look for.
Carmen, the name of your book is I Have a Purpose. And when you think of that, how do you look at your own purpose now?
Well, since his death, my purpose now is to bring self-awareness to individuals, because no matter what your circumstances are, you should never allow it to derail you from your true potential. We all have a story. It's what we do with the story that determines how we become. And sometimes life beats you down, but you always have to remember, I have a purpose. I'm here for a reason. So it's about bringing self-awareness and bringing hope to those who may feel that they're defeated. It's about uplifting and encouraging one another, because, as I said, we all have a story. It's what we do with the story that determines our character.
The book is I Have a Purpose. We're speaking to the author, Carmen Ashe. You mentioned that Tony saved you. What example can you give us of some things that occurred, or was it sort of just over time, or actually looking back after his passing, that you were able to determine this? Or what can you say about that?
Well, I knew a friend at the very beginning. I was in my ex-boyfriend, beat me up, broke my nose, smashed my head through the window. And I met Tony, and he said, I'll get you out of the relationship. You can stay with me or you can go, but no woman deserves to have that happen to her. And he did. So when I say he saved me, he literally saved me. And he gave me the option, you can stay or you can go, but That's a no-no. No man should put their hands on a woman.
Was it as easy as that? A lot of times people are in some sort of, you know, very volatile relationships, and some they tell people to leave. Sometimes it's not as easy. Was it a simple process over time? Did it have ramifications for you?
It was as simple as that because my ex-boyfriend was really a coward. You know, he was the type of man that would just hit a woman but wouldn't stand up to another man. So for me, it was as simple as another man being able to stand up to him and tell him that stops. And he found himself someone else, and I understand that, you know, he really beat her down. You know, it's just the personality of the individual. But for me, it was as simple as that. And I chose to stay, you know, and I made the right decision because I ended up with the love of my life.
Carmen, what about other women who might be trapped in similar circumstances? What advice might you have for them?
Well, you know, sometimes being a woman is a challenging circumstance, but I would say that in today's society, there are so many programs that can help. But before you decide that this is what you want to do, make sure you have a plan. Make sure that you are prepared and just ask yourself this one question. Is this what I really want? You know, there are too many programs out there now that can help. We all have that family or friend that will help and assist us. But we have to make sure as individuals that this is what I want and not go back.
The book, I Have a Purpose, has been out a little while. You also have a website related to that. Tell us a little bit of the connection you've had maybe to some of the readers or people that have heard your story and maybe shared theirs with yours, too.
Wow. Well, my website is www.ihaveapurpose.com, and I encourage the listeners to go on my site and share a story because your story may make a difference to someone else without you even realizing it. I have, my feedback has been so incredibly positive. I've had people tell me that happened to me. My uncle did this, my father's friend, my older brother, and I was ashamed. And by reading your book, Carmen, you've given me hope. You've told me that it wasn't me. I'm not the victim. So it's been healing for them as well as for myself. And that is the purpose, to let everyone know that you're not alone. We all have similar stories, and we need to come together and help each other collectively.
The book is called I Have a Purpose. Our guest today is Carmen Ash, sharing her story in this book. You can also find out more at the website, ihaveapurpose.com. Carmen, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.